Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
May out of the gun, looks left, throws left toward the back of the end zone. Caught Henderson, kept his feet in bounds. His third score of the night. A 7-yard touchdown pass by Drake May, and the Patriots go on top, 20-7.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Marchman will carry in. Reverse hit. Marchman on Nemestikov. Here's Beniers. They score. By Manny Beniers, and the Kraken have a 4-3 lead.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
No one cares.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan, and the Fan Sports Network.
Get out the shotgun. Then I'm going to throw some ducks tonight.
Red 85. Fat hot.
Let's go now. Let's have a game today, baby. Let's go. Let's go, fellas. Have a game today. Let's go now.
Red 80. Red
85. What's that?
I like my boys happy. I like my boys happy.
Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
Here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Football Friday, everybody.
What is happening?
Hockey in the open. What are we doing?
Hockey, baby. Are you going to a game or something?
No. He just cosplays the wrong sport.
He just cosplays the Kraken for our plan. Okay.
Got the jersey on and the hat on.
It got moved. I don't know where. I couldn't find it this morning. I was like,
you got like nine people living in your house.
I gotta go.
He's doing the Kraken podcast after the show. Yeah. He gets done. He goes and hosts the Kraken podcast. Mr. Kraken now.
I did throw a Kraken podcast job opportunity at him, and he didn't take it.
Yeah, you should be a Kraken podcast host.
Because I have so much free time.
Yeah, you got a lot of time on your hands. You got nothing going on over there.
Well, you sign up for every job thrown at you. I figured you'd jump at that
one. Yeah, give me that one too, man. Talk some hockey. Let's go. Did them assuming they won last night based
they
on the
did.
Call?
They did. They did come from behind win to beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-3.
Feisty.
It's really up in the air about that last night.
Could have gone either way. You never know. Could have gone either way last night.
Kept telling myself, oh, the Kraken going to win this game. I don't know.
I mean, I ended up watching a sweat late in the night. I didn't care at all about that game. I actually was a little mad at myself for watching that game. It's kind of the beauty of gambling, is it not? The only reason I stuck around for that game, the amount of time I stuck around for that game, was because you picked the Pats and Sprague in the line.
It was a bad game.
That was the only reason I stuck around. If I never have to watch the Jets play football again, I'm fine. Like, if I had to eliminate one NFL team and say, you know what, I don't know where the future's going to go. I don't know if they're ever going to get a franchise quarterback. I don't know if they're ever going to be good. I'm willing to roll the dice and say, you know what, I will sacrifice myself to never have to watch another Jets game.
So of all the teams in the league, that's the team you'd eliminate?
I would rather watch the Browns. I would rather watch. Oh, I mean, the Titans got Cam Ward. Give me
him. Can you tell me why?
Yeah.
The
Browns at least have a decent defense, and Dylan Gabriel's their starting quarterback right now.
Okay, so you're taking a biased duck lens there.
Yeah.
If I told you Dylan Gabriel wasn't a Brown, would you consider the Browns?
I'd still probably rather watch the Browns, yeah.
Really?
I like their jerseys better. They play on grass, just for those
their
two reasons.
Their defense is filthy. Miles
Give me
Garrett
any reason why the Jets are watchable. Go.
Garrett Wilson when
he's
healthy.
He's hurt. He's out.
He's out.
Breece Hall when he's not being stopped.
Sure, got it. Okay. The guy who desperately wants out.
Jermaine Johnson is a good edge rusher.
Oh, sure he is. Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Is he the only one left after they traded their two best defensive players?
I mean, they set football back 50 years. That offense is
A.D. Mitchell had a catch on the first drive, or for their first drive.
Yeah, a little
first
slant
down.
In the red zone to keep the drive going.
And I think Herbstreit was like, this is why they got him. This is the kind of player they need. A.D. Mitchell finished with one catch for 10 yards.
He was wide open for a touchdown on one of their late drives, and it was thrown about 5 yards behind him. Christian Gonzalez had the easiest pass breakup of all time. He was beat on a fade and then turned around, and the ball hit Gonzalez in the back knee.
Okay,
that's how underthrown it was.
How would I frame a poll question here? Which NFL team would you abolish
from existing? Was forced to you can never watch one team play again.
Okay.
We were all mandated, Hunger Games style.
Exactly.
You have to pick one team that you can never watch again. The Jets are that team for me.
Who is this? We got Browns have to be in this.
Yeah.
I know what you're
Browns
saying.
Browns are in the category.
Browns are in this. The
Titans
are
in this. The Jets are in
this.
The Titans are for sure in this, yeah.
Here's a tough thing on the Titans and, Panthers. Titans have had some good years in my life. It's not like they've been the Jets.
No. The Jets have had two good years. They've been to two AFC title games. How many have the Titans been to?
The Titans have been to a Super
Actually,
Bowl.
Actually, probably two in our adult lives.
They had some
they went to the Super
fun
Bowl
years.
And then the Derrick Henry year they made an AFC title game.
They had Derrick Henry, Tannehill stuff. They had the McNair, George years. They've had some, the Miracle City.
I'm not
City,
saying it's been nothing but terrible.
The Music City Miracle.
The Cardinals would probably be in there for me, too.
Cardinals are a good one.
I mean, everybody you look at in the last 25 years has done something.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody's had one or two years here. Rex Ryan was sniffing feet, and he went to back-to-back AFC title games with a butt fumbler.
Okay, so you can never watch one NFL team again.
Yes. I'm just willing to gamble that they're never going to figure it out.
I would put the Panthers on the list. I'd put the Browns.
You put the Panthers on the list?
Yeah.
I hate their ownership, so I'm not going to argue. I'm more just like, I'm just trying to sort out truly who is awful to watch. Who largely most of the seasons of your life gives you nothing. The Jets and Browns are definitely in this.
How far back are we going
to
go?
Like, even when the Jets went to two AFC title games, their offense sucked.
You didn't think they were really going to win it,
No,
did
they
you?
Just they had good defense. They got hot at the right time. Like, it was a fun little story with Rex Ryan. But it wasn't like they were in a fun team. Oh, I can't wait to watch a Jets game.
Because one year it was a loss to Manning and the Colts in the AFC title game. And I don't believe that game ended up being particularly close. Who was the other one?
I want to say it was the Pats or the Ravens. I mean, it had to have been one of those teams
in that
era of football.
Yeah, I know they beat the Pats one year in the divisional round. It was like, whoa.
So the 2 years, they went in 2009 and 2010. Were those their two AFC titles?
Or 2008, 2009. Yeah, it's right in that three-year
range. Because Sanchez did both of them, right?
Right.
Yeah. So his rookie year was 2009.
Okay.
Okay.
In 2009, Mark Sanchez completed 53% of his passes.
Stellar.
Had 12 touchdowns and 20 interceptions.
And they went to the AFC title.
If it was the next year, he completed, I think they did back-to-back, obviously. I'll double check. 54% of his passes, 17 touchdowns, 13 picks.
All right.
And then in his third year in the NFL, it was 56% of his passes. This was 2011. 26 touchdowns and 18 interceptions.
So he was making progress.
That was the best year of his career.
They
fumbled into a butt.
That's development.
How about this?
And then he undeveloped,
unfortunately, after that. You said his rookie year was 2009?
Yes.
They went to the conference.
So that was the year. I thought
game.
It was his rookie year, and it was like, wait a minute, Mark Sanchez and the Jets are in the AFC title. They sucked. They were just good defensively.
So they lost to the Colts in 2009.
Yeah.
2010 playoffs, but the 2009 season. And then the very next year, Steelers.
Is that Big Ben?
Big Ben.
That was the Steelers and Packers Super Bowl.
Rodgers
beat
Amundo.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
So 17 touchdowns, 13 picks on 54% completion percentage. And you cannot tell me that these are like Joe Namath numbers. They don't count in the modern NFL. That was 2010.
Dude, give me the 2009 touchdown interception again.
12 and 20.
They went to a conference
12
championship
and
game.
20.
Might be one of the greatest coaching jobs of all time, by Rex Ryan.
He might be the worst quarterback to ever start an AFC title game, and that's saying something, but God, he was awful, man.
Okay, so I think we're universally in Jets, Browns, Titans.
Yeah.
They don't feel very hopeful. That ownership group sucks.
Dude, are we ready to put the Raiders in there?
They deserve to be mentioned here.
They for sure deserve to
be
mentioned.
They've done nothing since that Super Bowl.
Honorable mention, Raiders.
They're in it, in the mix.
They're in the mix.
They need a four-team mix.
They're like first four out, maybe, potentially. They're at, you know, we'll see.
The committee is...
I feel like the Cardinals are this for me, too. Like, if you told me I never had to watch another Cardinals game, I wouldn't be upset with you.
Who's had more success since 2000, the Raiders or the Cardinals?
I mean, the Cardinals got to a Super Bowl. They've both been, but I know. Cardinals are more recently.
Yep. And the Cardinals were in the NFC title game.
Oh, God.
Remember that? They threw the five picks Carson Palmer game.
Yes, I do remember that.
So they've had two conference championship appearances.
Yes, they have.
The Raiders have had one Super Bowl, one conference championship appearance.
When was the last time the Raiders won a playoff game?
It's been a hot minute.
Do they have like one of those longest droughts? So if we're just going into the last 25 years, they made it the year after the Super Bowl. They beat Rodgers on that crazy playoff game at home, 51-45 in overtime.
The Raiders have not won a playoff game since they lost the Super Bowl.
So, yeah.
That was 2002.
I think based on that metric,
I think it's the Raiders.
The Raiders have had less success over the last 25 years.
And they, I mean, talk about a bad watch. The Raiders are a rough watch right now. They have no offense. Their line sucks. Their quarterback's terrible.
It's not good. Nothing good's going on.
I mean,
on there.
Before the hire of Ben Johnson, I think the Bears would have been that, but they seem to have as much promise as a team that's stunk for
a
while.
They might be a playoff team, so let's keep them out to be fair. Right?
I don't think they go in yet. The Bengals are on the verge of dropping in there. If they totally screw the pooch and Joe Burrow says, see ya.
I'm out.
But here's the thing about
mess.
That. They are, and we've noted that. I'm trying to consider, can you be a bad team, but I still want to watch your games? Because the Bengals will lose. But I'll still enjoy watching Jamar Chase in the offense score 40. Yeah.
That becomes, if Joe Burrow gets fed up and says...
You need a Burrow trade demand. If Burrow was out of Cincinnati,
I would
agree
leaves,
with you.
What is there to watch
but
about that
But that Bengal
group?
Bear game was maybe the game of the year, was Flacco.
Maybe.
So, it was. Like, yeah, I don't think the Bengals are in this. The Jets are not fun to watch.
No.
The Titans are not fun to watch.
The
Browns
Raiders
suck,
are not
and the Raiders are not fun to watch.
Yeah. I think that's our four. I think that's the four we go with.
All right.
I feel bad leaving some teams off the list, but I'm okay with that four. Final answer, I'm okay with that four.
Tough thing on the poll question, Warney. You can never watch them again.
Never again.
Yeah.
So it's part of it is like it's a roll of the dice on who do you have zero faith because of ownership that will never figure it out.
The Jets are at the top of the list.
And that's why the Jets are at the top of my list.
I think the Raiders are number two.
Did you see the Woody Johnson story yesterday?
Yeah, well...
He wants to shut down the anonymous report cards because everybody keeps giving him Fs.
I know.
He doesn't want that to be a thing anymore.
It's like us not releasing our labor statistics as a country anymore.
But the metrics are broken. We can't count anymore. Dude, that guy came out and publicly criticized his own starting quarterback. Yeah. When it's hit, that was his team. The GM signed him. That was your call.
Yeah.
And now you don't want the players to criticize you for being one of the worst owners in all of sports?
God, I think
we
could do another poll question follow-up. Worst ownership situation in the NFL. We know the Jets are there. I really think the Titans, because of them being the Titans, they don't get talked about enough in this.
No.
They fired Vrabel.
Yep.
They chose the general manager in the breakup.
Yeah.
They then fired the general manager 10 months later.
Right. And then the coach.
And then they refused to do business with the Patriots because Mike Vrabel's the coach there?
Yeah, the guy that
fired. They fired him.
And you went to go get another. It wasn't like he just walked across the street.
And now, because we follow a radio station in Nashville, I see what they talk about. And now their topic is, how do we find our Mike Vrabel? And everybody's like, we literally had our guy. Mike Vrabel.
He was in
It's like
building.
Being a team. How do you find our Jalen Brunson? If you had Jalen Brunson, maybe you shouldn't have gotten rid of Jalen
Maybe
Brunson.
Hold on to him. You got a guy like that? Let's keep him, man.
Tough. All right, those are the four.
Nice cover last night. 1-0 start. Well done.
Yeah, lucky cover.
Yeah, you know,
they were not.
The Jets
covering.
Are good at Jets, man.
You can always count on.
You can count on after
a snap.
Yes,
when it was at 7 minute mark and they were only up 10, I go, of course they're going to run the clock out and they're going to only win by 10.
Yeah,
and then that field goal and I went yes. I had no faith the Jets were going to railroad me in
the Jets are good at Jets, baby.
All right, poll questions up. You could ever watch one NFL team again. Who do you pick? Jets, Titans, Browns, or Raiders? Welcome to a hot little Football Friday edition.
Hello. Saints getting submitted. They've been too successful in my adult life to include them in this. The Breeze and Peyton era was too good to include. I get it right now. It doesn't look pretty, and I don't want to watch the Saints
play for a couple
years. It's been bad, but I...
She will... I mean...
That's a bad ownership.
That's bad ownership.
But what's the succession plan? Because she's not young.
I don't know. It might be a Titans thing where it's a family and it's like the family kind of sucks.
But it could go either way, too, because you got Ursae passing away and everybody thinks the kid, the daughter, is doing an awesome. She's on the sidelines with the headset on, doing great interviews.
She's invested.
She's dialed in, dude.
Sexier and sexier to people.
She really is.
She's a good looking gal, but the amount of football she's consuming is turning people on in America.
Dude, imagine you get home one day from work and your wife is at home watching tape, just taking notes on all 22 film.
Getting on all four. All 22 on all fours?
Red 85.
Hike.
That's how you get me going, babe.
You imagine you're getting it on with your significant other and they just start doing offensive lineman sound effects?
Dude, I don't even know what I did. She was making all kinds of noise. Would you throw a slant against cover two?
What?
What are you talking about right now? You asking me about cover two?
Should they be running a nickel?
What?
Hit the tight end on the drag route. What are you doing?
I hate that we run a 3-4. Hold on.
Me too, babe. Me too.
I'm incredibly disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. I could not find the jacket.
I look like
this
a
morning.
Stupid mascot. My kid's not even at Nelson. No. I am full gear.
You got full Nelson gear on.
And you came in as a pom-pom waving Kraken fan in the city of Portland.
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
Disappointing Friday.
You know what I love about you? I really genuinely love this about you. I love when something is your fault. You are kind of a finger pointer in a roundabout way. Like, audio doesn't work. Something happened. It's not your fault. And then somebody will come and be like, no, that was totally his fault. The jacket was moved. You have one other person that lives with you. The only person that moved that jacket was you.
We throwing the wife under the bus? Did she move it?
No.
You wore it last year for Halloween.
Yes. I know.
Because we both wore our Letterman jacket. That was our Halloween costume last year.
So that person.
And that's where I thought when I put it back, it was there. And then when I went to go look for it, it wasn't there.
You got ghosts in your condo.
But that's a whole year has gone by. And I could have moved it somewhere and forgotten.
Could have.
Totally
or somebody
impossible.
Else. Yeah, totally possible. You're going down, Lake Ridge. You're going down.
It'll be a big one tonight.
It is a big one.
Good luck for all the players in the high school playoffs tonight.
Bases running backs healthy, baby. Sano is a
bring it.
Beast.
We're ready, dude. We're going to stack the box. Beat us with your arm, quarterback.
Good luck.
Kid.
They got a dirt back there? I don't think so.
They do actually have a nice little quarterback.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, we'll see. All right, we got a lot to get to today. It's a football Friday.
We got a cup check today. We got college football Friday.
Are you throwing a cup check at me? Because you know I'll bring in the cup check. I just don't know if my co-host will.
There's a lot going on.
We got baseball on the show today.
Yeah, that happened yesterday.
We have to talk about that.
That happened yesterday, yeah.
The reaction to it. So, loaded show. Let's get it going. Spring Line Friday. We start next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to say this, Dirt. We have a lot to get to today. It's Football Friday.
It is.
Fast Break Friday.
That it is.
I'm trying to think of a F baseball.
Fastball.
Fastball Friday. Thank
Come
you.
Come on now. Come on now.
That's why you're my co-host.
Foul ball
I got you,
Friday? I think it's more foul ball Friday.
Yeah, today. I think today. Yeah, I think it's a good
I think
one,
the
too.
Baseball
Depends
writers
on your perspective.
Fouled one off.
I like that. I think today, this might be, I don't know where it's going to finish with votes. You know, Twitter's weird. Sometimes your votes can catch on. Sometimes your poll questions just die in the ether. I don't even care about the amount of votes. I want to see the results. I think this might be the hardest poll question we've ever posed. You can never watch one NFL team again. Who do you pick? Jets, Titans, Browns, Raiders. Here's the percentage breakdown right now.
Ooh, the early returns?
27.3%, 45.5%, 9.1%, and 18.2%.
Hmm.
I don't know who's going to win that poll question.
It's wide open early.
Yeah.
Now, the exit polls are telling us there's data that it's hard to read right now.
2% of the returns
yes.
that are in.
Sure.
That's the mail-in vote.
If your team is one of these, would you be willing to vote for your team?
Without a doubt. If you're a Jets fan right now.
Well, Jake is a Jets fan.
Yeah. I mean, you ask him about the Jets. He's honest. Those people aren't stupid.
Yeah.
I imagine if you ask Meringue, hey, is your team any good? Do you like watching your team play football?
There's no way you say
his
yes.
His answer
to that.
Is no.
He'd probably walk into a door again.
Yes. He'd just ram his head into a glass door. That's all he would do. Cardinals fans don't exist. Are they in there? Did you say the Cardinals? Did we include them?
No, we did Jets, okay. Titans, Browns,
Titans
Raiders.
Fans don't exist. They're
we
not
left
real
the
people.
Jags off, but.
Yeah, the Jags were the other. They were first four out.
Cards
I get it.
And Jags, I think, are in the first four out
yes.
category here. I think we can. And then the Saints. I'll be fair. The Saints were the Aints for most of my childhood.
They were, and then they got Peyton and Breeze, and they were great. And now they're back to being the Aints.
Back to being
they
the
haven't
Aints.
Haven't done anything since either of those guys left.
Well, last night, it wasn't a sexy game. My big takeaway continues to be the obvious topic here, right? The Patriots have won 8 straight games. Travion Henderson, by the way, welcome to the offensive rookie of the year conversation. Five touchdowns in 10 days.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Or no, 5 days.
Yes.
Yeah, he had 3 tutties last night.
Yeah. He's having himself a nice run here. It has to be Drake May. And I kind of, sometimes I think of what I'm going to talk about on certain topics, mm-hmm. and then I fill in the blank of how I think you're going to respond.
Oh.
So I'm curious to see what your response is. Going into last night,
mm-hmm.
okay, the Patriots were one of just 6 teams that had kept 2 or fewer wide receivers on the field for more than half of their plays, yet they still ranked 3rd in explosive pass percentage. That's 16 yards or further down. And they were 4th in their percentage of passes that went 15 or more yards down the field, according to True Media. Like, they're not even just rolling 4 or 5 sets out here. They're keeping 2 traditional sets, and they're still going down the field.
Yep.
I don't even know how to gauge what he's doing. That wasn't even his best game of the year.
No.
But I am all in of, like, if you want to put him as the best quarterback of that class, I'm not going to fight against you at this point. How do you weigh what Drake May has been this year, and where is he at? Just when we think about quarterbacks in the National Football League.
It's funny because nobody has any clue when they're projecting quarterbacks, right? Like, we're all idiots. We all have some that we hit on, and we all have some that we miss on. And last night was the perfect game for me for that reason. I was super high on Drake May coming out of college. I thought he deserved to be in the conversation as the #1 overall pick. You just watch him play. I thought his pure arm talent, his pocket presence, he wasn't living off of extended plays that don't normally work in the NFL. And if you just put the right infrastructure around him, I thought he could be elite. You know who else I thought could be elite? Justin Fields. And so last night was the perfect reminder of, like, you know, you miss some. God, why did I ever believe in Justin Fields?
Dude, come on.
I know. I'm just saying.
That's
just the funny part about projecting NFL quarterbacks, because I was super high. I thought Drake May was the best quarterback in that class, and I got kind of laughed at when I said it a couple of years ago. The only thing, look, Drake May has been unbelievable. What Vrabel has done has been incredible. Like, they are having such a good year this year. The big takeaway for me in the game last night is that I think they locked up the division, and that might be too early for some. Next couple weeks, you got the Bengals and the Giants. You get the Bills again, who got a tough game this weekend. Mm-hmm. You do have to go on the road to Baltimore, and then you close the season with the Jets and the Dolphins. And they're proving to this point in the season that they're not having one of these letdown games. That was the only reason I didn't join you last night on Spring and Line, is one Thursday night can be funky. But also, it's like they've been steamrolling. You mentioned, was it 8 wins in a row now
Eight straight.
You feel like they're due for a clunker at some point. They're just going to have a game where they don't show up. They're going to have a game where they don't play well. And you can argue last night wasn't perfect for them, and it wasn't a blowout, and it took, you know, Justin Fields dropping a snap late in the third quarter, or late in the fourth quarter, excuse me,
to kind of
cover the game and put it officially away.
But people thought that was going to be Tampa. That was the most trendy pick last week for all those sharp people that get on TV and talk. It was Tampa's going to cover the number.
Yes.
They kind of bullied Tampa last
weekend. They did. And the final score of that game was misleading. Now, I don't know how 100% healthy Tampa is in that game. I'd have to go back and look at all the guys that did or did not play, because I know they've dealt with a lot of injuries, but welcome to the NFL. That's kind of the reality. They're a team that is the perfect encapsulation of somebody who was bad last year, and we do this every year. Like, who's the team going to be? They drafted top five pick. They take a tackle from LSU. Who's going to be the team drafting the top five? Well, this year it's New England, and they're having an unbelievable season. But with that top five draft pick, they also get the benefit of a really easy and manageable schedule. And so if you can figure things out, they did win the game in Buffalo. They did win the game in Tampa, and both of those were massive wins. The rest of their wins this year are against the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Saints, the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, and last night the Jets. And so I'm not trying to disrespect them.
We can do that to every good team. You got to handle your business.
Without a doubt. And they are handling their business, and I think after last night they locked up the division. He is an unbelievable young quarterback. He seems in control of everything they're doing on offense. Where does he fit in the grand scheme of things? We have been shown time and time again that the opinion on that can change quickly in 7 to 8 months, and there are too many quarterbacks to count who have gone through that, and we say, oh, he is fill in the blank here, and then the very next year, a month into the season, that's not the way it looks anymore. He's in the MVP race. He's having a hell of a year. Now the question will just be for him, how far can they go this year, and then can you continue to do it year in and year out?
I think I'm almost willing to tell you I've elevated him to a Herbert status of he is knocking on that top tier door. And I understand, like, Jaden Daniels, good example of this, right? He had a great rookie year. They go to the NFC title game. You could do CJ Stroud. Yeah. The difference is the way that they're built organizationally. Jaden just had bad luck with injuries. I don't think his defense was stellar this year, but, like, that's also bad injury luck.
Yeah.
If you use CJ Stroud as the example, I kind of worry CJ Stroud's been broken now. Based on how all this has gone, he's going to miss this weekend with a concussion. We'll see if he plays next Thursday against Buffalo.
Yeah.
I look at New England, and I don't have the offensive line concerns that I have in Houston. I question the Stephon Diggs thing. I still don't. He's not a one, but, like, he's been really good for them in the locker room and on the field. They were missing one of their targets last night in Booty. Didn't matter.
Yeah.
Missing Stevenson. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Anderson's running it. So, like, yeah. I look at him as a Herbert, and I don't think that is I don't think that's rushing in. This is year two.
Yeah.
Right? Usually if it's a great year one, we kind of see what you are year two, and
that's
then
the
year
difference
three.
Between him and Stroud. It's year two, not year one,
and
he's doing this.
Yeah, and I have no reason to believe that the organization's gonna let him down. Josh McDaniels is there. He's a good OC, he's a great OC. I think it's just vastly different than what's happening in Houston, where I think D'Amico's good, but they keep whiffing on OCs, and they still have not given him a good offensive line, and so you kind of put that up in the air. They're live, man. They are so fun. To me, they're fun to watch.
They're super fun to watch.
And that's different than other, like, end of the run Belichick teams that would, like, win, but it'd be 12-11 and Cam Newton's rushing from the 10 all the way down 90 yards to score a touchdown. You're like, oh, that's ugly. Yeah.
Or the year they made it with Mac Jones as a rookie to the playoffs.
Yes.
And then we're a sacrificial lamb in the first round. This team does not have that feel.
Right. Same thing. Like, I'm kind of with you, too, on the division. They're handling their business against the bad teams, and that's what I think good to great teams have to do in that league, and they're doing it. So, game wasn't great, but I'm just wowed watching Drake May, seeing the elevation of it, and then the entire team. The defense has been stellar. Mm-hmm. They've got Gonzalez back the last couple weeks, and Vrabel just, talk about coach of the year. I don't even know how you sort that out, but if they keep dominating the way they are, he's probably going to win that award.
He's probably the front runner. The number comparison, by the way, just quickly, and I know it's apples and oranges because Stroud was a rookie and this is May's second year. Stroud that year, 23 touchdowns, 5 picks, 4,100 yards, rounding up 64% completion percentage.
Yeah.
So now with, what do they got, 6 games to go? Is that many left? Something like that? He's at 2,800 yards, so he's on pace for about a similar number of yards. Completion percentage is up significantly. He's at almost 72%, so almost 10 points higher. 20 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Dude, he's projected to be 72% completion percentage, 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns and 8 picks.
That's a hell of a season,
that
man.
That is elite.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's pause with the football. It is a football Friday. An award was given out yesterday in a sport, and we'll see where people are at on it. All right, not shocking, I think, but we'll talk about it. All right, welcome back in. It is a high school football Friday here locally. I'm in my Nelson Hawks gear.
State quarterfinal action tonight.
Damn right. Taking on Lake Ridge, a rematch between two juggernauts. But there's only going to be one big dog tonight. We know who that's going to be.
Westland taking on Jesuit.
Yeah, Anthony doing the pregame show?
Anthony's doing the pregame show. You can hear him, and then he's going to head over and take on Jesuit tonight. They'll win the game by
50. Not worried about the Crusaders.
I was going to say, can you tell Anthony something for me?
You got it, Bob.
I think I've met Anthony in person.
Yeah.
We've had him on a lot of times.
Yeah.
Can you tell him I'm impressed with him? Because I'm coaching 8th grade girls basketball, and I'm constantly daily practice or game an absolute wreck of, like, are my girls ready? Am I doing the right stuff?
Yeah.
You know, questioning my entire existence. He's going to host a pregame show.
He is.
On the day of a playoff game against that team. And it's almost as if it's like, yeah, man, I'll just get there at like 5:30, roll out, and we'll be good.
My favorite thing about Anthony is asking him on every weekend, you know, how'd the game go last night? And he'll, you know, we won. What was the score? And he gives me some, you know,
blowout
margin score. And then the follow-up is, well, who you guys got next week? And then he tells us who they got. And then he starts into the coach speak of, like, well, you know, they got this and that,
this,
and they're pretty good at that.
And
I just, every single week, I look at him, I'm like, dude, you're going to blow him out. And he just starts laughing. Because he knows. Like, so they're feeling pretty good.
They beat Roosevelt 56-7.
Yes, and I think it was 50-0.
Jesuit needed overtime to beat Tualatin 34-33.
Westland is probably going to win another state title, but maybe one of your two teams tonight can get in the way.
Nelson's the number two seed.
They are.
Who's more upset by the rise of Westland locally, Lake Oswego or Jesuit?
Ooh, I would say Lake Oswego for
LO's
conference affiliation.
So they get Grants Pass up here, and then Central Catholic is on the road in Eugene.
I meant more
Willamette.
Just that Westland's become the
local
juggernaut.
I see the
Lake Oswego
because they're in the same conference and they used to run that conference.
Jesuit's
every year.
Not that far up the road.
No,
you know, on the west side.
No, it's not.
Nah.
Well, we got controversy yesterday. It did happen.
Bum bum bum.
Ohtani just absolutely ran away with the NL MVP award.
Unanimous for the second of his 4 MVPs.
Remember when we were $17 this year? What was his salary? What did he make?
$18.99.
$18.99, is that what he got?
Got penny short.
Got to make $800 million in his first year of retirement.
I think his dog made more than he did this year.
He did.
She has a question with the...
decoy?
decoy. With the elimination of the penny official now, do we get price changes at all?
Is nothing... I don't know.
You mean like stuff not costing $5.99?
Yeah, the 99s go away.
Do we go to 95s or 90s?
I'm just kind of asking questions.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Had you guys considered that?
When was the last time you bought something and actually kept the change? Because I never keep change. If I ever buy something in cash and somebody's going to hand me change, I just say, just please keep it.
Well, a retail store, you have no options. Like, you can't tip a checkout.
I just tell. I know. I just put it on the counter. I don't want it.
Well, usually,
well,
if
they
have
a jar.
Sometimes, sure. If I go in and I just get like one, like I'm missing one thing trying to cook a dinner, and
going
I need like
grocery
a
store
fresh herb or something, and I have a couple of bucks in my pocket, but I'll go through the self checkout. So I grab the change there.
Doesn't everybody have a section of their car that has loose change?
Yeah.
I don't have any. I don't know if I have any loose change in my car.
Oh, I have a little
I am like 100% opposed to change. I think change is the one of, we should eradicate all change.
No, unless we're going to get like Canada where you have $1 and $2 coins.
Little coins I got to carry around in my pocket. Like, I just, how often do you even use cash to begin with? 98% of the time I buy something, it's
I have
a card.
To remember to get cash for some reason. Yes. Like I got to tip something somewhere I'm going. Or
and then it's just in my pocket. Now if I bought something that was $4.69 and then I gave him a $5 bill, now I got this change just rattling around in my pocket. When am I going to use that change? Yeah. I just love
when
the idea.
When was the last time you used change?
Not very long
ago. I can't remember.
What was it for? I scrapped together like 80 cents and put it in my pocket because I was tired of hearing it roll around in my car.
Yes, it was going back and forth.
I think I used it. I had to go like mail something like, and I needed to get a stamp. For some reason, I had to mail it.
Stamps are like 80 cents now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, so there was change in the car, so I grabbed, I had like a $1.50 worth of change. Here we go. It was something like that.
Same. Yeah, because I hate the loose change sound.
It's horrible. It's
terrible. It just doesn't shut up.
No. And it's dirty, and I want nothing to do with change. I'm anti-change.
When people are getting in their car, just turning it on, and you're like, I'm anti-change, stop change.
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, it'll make sense.
We did determine you guys were 78 years old earlier this
week.
We
are. So. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm anti.
I know.
I'm going to miss the penny.
I don't miss the penny. Get rid of the penny.
Like you go up to Canada, and you end up with a pocket full of change and realize, though, that you have like $12
in
your
change
pocket.
Yeah, their change is different.
If that's the way our change, if I had a $10 bill coin, I wouldn't be throwing away my change.
If that's
the way our currency
works. $5 coins, let's go.
I'd argue that's more dangerous, though, because I feel like things fall out of your pockets easier with change. And if that change is the equivalent.
A bill would, because you can easily drop a $20
What do you
bill.
Find more on the ground? A coin?
Oh, you
or
find
a
way more coins on the ground.
Yeah, so
than you do dollar bills.
Yeah, I think it's the change. I'll always remember, like, as a child, finding a penny on the ground, how exciting that was.
Hey, look at that. It's a penny.
Even though, nothing mattered anymore.
Yeah, RIP penny, man. Penny's been around a long time. RIP penny. Mm. It's been in the works for a while. How about Aaron Judge?
Cal. I feel bad for Cal. Because
of course
I think Judge is very capable of having a season like that again. It's a lot to ask Cal Raleigh to do that again.
Would you guys tip a carpet cleaner?
No.
Would you be surprised when ask about a tip?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would. How much am I paying? I'm paying. That's
service.
An expensive fee.
So unless...
Let's hypothetically say the service is $406.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, if I'm spending $400 for you to clean my carpet, no, I'm not tipping you. Well, that's your job. You did your job.
Here's a scenario here. $406. The technician is on site. They're not the ones bringing this up, but they have to call in on the speakerphone because the card reader on their phone's not working, so they have to manually insert the card through the phone.
Doing one of those. Give me the numbers.
And on the speaker dial, it's you, it's the carpet cleaner in an empty house, and you hear on the other line, how much tip? And they just look at you, and you look at them, and you are not ready for that to be said out loud, and now you're like feeling that pressure of,
no.
If I don't tip, what happens? Yeah.
Did they have to do something like
strangle you?
Usually when they show up, like now, if they show up and you're supposed to have moved all the furniture out.
It's literally an empty house. It's the easy, and it's been vacuumed. It's literally the easiest job of your life.
That's your job. Show up, clean the carpet, get out of there.
Yeah. So you're comfortable in front of the tech after you're going to leave.
I mean, it's uncomfortable, but I would, I see your point about the awkwardness of the situation.
What do you think $25 on that tip? Is that a good tip?
On a $400 bill, what percentage is that? What's the going rate for tipping carpet cleaners?
That would be about 6.5-7%.
That's less than 10%.
I mean, $25 isn't a bad tip, but I think I'm saying.
But I don't think you've done anything beyond, like, if a guy showed up and all the furniture was supposed to be moved and it wasn't moved and he had to end up moving it.
He's assuming it was a guy, by the way.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, true.
The person.
Yeah.
And they?
Huh?
She, her?
Whatever.
Right.
Just clean my carpet. But if they had to do something extraordinary, like you weren't ready for them, you okay, Dirt?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay. I'm doing all right.
I know.
I would consider a tip. Yes, I was supposed to have this ready for you.
Just happened to a guy I know the other day, and I just was like, I got to bring
this up. By happenstance, somebody happened to have asked.
I don't know, man.
Where's my tip for cleaning a carpet?
I was like, you tipped $25? And that person was like, yeah, I did. I felt the pressure.
Yeah, I felt the pressure
in
the moment.
When you're on a speakerphone situation, and the technician's kind of side-eyeing, like,
what are the chances you're going to have to hire this company again?
How many different carpet cleaning
companies?
Because
that's another thought I have. Like, have you used them and you like that company? It's like, then it's a little bit different. But if it's like, I'm never calling this company again, I'm not tipping you.
Not great, but there's still a chance.
And then they send you 14 emails about writing a review.
I wrote a review.
God, yeah.
I wrote a review.
Did you talk about being pressured into tipping?
I would have.
You're a bad review guy? I either give you a good review or I don't review, unless it's egregious.
No,
I'm a now defunct local restaurant once had a huge bottle of glass in a pie. Yeah. I would write about that publicly, but that...
No, I am more likely to... I hate review...
I mean, I hate it too.
I mean, places will send you a review before, like, you're getting something delivered, and they want a review on the product before it's actually shown up. And I'm just like...
Well, I'm not doing that.
No.
I only participate after the
service. That makes me less want to do a review.
Okay.
Is when I get barraged by texts and emails wanting a review before the transaction is even completed.
Yeah. It was, for this person I know, it was very awkward and... But, you know, maybe having cash would have been clutch there.
That person got put in a tough spot.
That's a tough spot for that person.
They didn't know that was a thing either.
Yeah, that person had
That's
no clue.
That's the first time they'd ever heard that.
That was a thing.
Like, is every industry now going to get tips?
When do we get tips?
We get tips. Hey, stupid take. Hey, stop doing that job. You're bad at it.
You sound like That's you our paint chips. Those are my tips. Should we put a QR code on our YouTube feed? Every time we make a good point, you can send me a dollar.
I have the entire country of Israel hates me.
Yeah, you
There's
do.
My tip.
You're a public enemy number one in Israel.
If Denny Avia is not a one, this guy should never be doing this job.
If you say something remotely not about Denny Avia being an MVP, you are anti-Israel.
Well, we didn't get to it there. It's your guys' fault.
Cal got hosed.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it next.
Good topic. We get to Football Friday stuff.
I need to throw a little bit of cold water on it. Just a little bit. I'm going to have a bucket of cold water.
A bucket?
A bucket of
that's
cold water.
That's not a little bit. That's a lot. A cup would be... Okay.
Are you going to go Dion?
I'm just going to throw some cold water on him.
A cup or a bucket?
A bucket.
That's a lot of cold water.
That's a lot of cold
water. All right, we got a lot of cold water to get to next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I apologize there. The change conversation railroaded our ALNVP conversation.
I enjoyed somebody saying they're not going to tip me in with a dollar. They're going to tip me in 65 cents and I got to deal with change rattling around my pocket.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Here's a bucket of change for you, Dirt.
We'll get to football stuff coming up at the top of the hour. Bigger news, NBA cup check games or Steph Curry leaving Under Armour?
Steph Curry leaving Under Armour.
Yeah.
Is there breaking his contract or the contract up?
I think he's mutually not parted ways.
Mutually parting. He's starting his own thing. He's doing his own brand.
People are worried about Under Armour right now.
He's doing the doing the Tiger thing.
He's going all of the Tiger Woods route. Yeah,
good luck with that.
Sunday Red.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to do well.
That's what we're doing.
You weren't buying your Under Armour shoes.
AL MVP given out yesterday. Aaron Judge.
Hey.
He's the most valuable player, according to the voters, in the American League, beating Cal Raleigh out.
It was a difference of 4 votes, 17 first place votes to 13 first place
votes.
Damn
you,
Jeff Passan. That was your gap. So it was a very close race. Nobody that voted for American League MVP had either of them outside of the top two. It was 1 and 2, Judge and Raleigh, depending on which side you voted on. The other one finished in second, obviously. I will preface all of this with saying Cal Raleigh, if I had an MVP vote, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
I think what he did defensively, I think he had a historic season hitting home runs, did something, to your point in the last segment, Swag, that I don't think we'll ever see again, to see a catcher hit that many home runs. It was remarkable what he accomplished.
He carried him early in the season.
Without a doubt.
When Julio wasn't hitting, other dudes were...
Without a doubt.
They hadn't acquired Naylor and Gino yet in the trade. I mean...
Julio came on late, didn't do a lot early.
The fact that they were as close as they were early on was all because of him.
Totally agree. He was incredibly valuable. He had an unbelievable season. I just feel like we've reached the point now when somebody we want to win an award that doesn't win an award, it leads us to like trying to tear down what the other guy did. Like, this reminds me kind of the Travis Hunter Jenty Heisman race, where you get all these online voices that are like, Hunter wins the award. Well, it's because Jenty wasn't that good. And it's like, are you serious? Or Jenty should have won the award. Hunter only had the number one stat of snap counts. That's the only reason he won. It's like, are you kidding me? He did something we've never seen before. They were both deserving. I'm just throwing a little bit of cold water on the idea that Aaron Judge also did not deserve to win an MVP.
Well, you said a bucket going into the break.
I will throw a bucket of cold water on this, that Aaron Judge had unquestionably an MVP season. And no, I don't think the only reason he won is because he's in a Yankee uniform and Cal Raleigh's in a Mariner uniform.
Really?
Does it have some impact? Sure, maybe. But that also is incredibly disrespectful to one of the greatest seasons we've also seen from an outfielder. Look at Aaron Judge's numbers, man. Yeah. And this idea that he didn't play any in the field, he didn't do any defensively. Cal Raleigh is a better defender. Again, that's why I would have voted for Cal Raleigh, because I think there was a more impactful thing all the way around. Judge played about 100 games in the field. He's a plus defender outside of dropping pop flies in the World Series when his team needs him the most. He hit 100 points higher. His on-base percentage was higher. He scored more. Like, almost every offensive metric outside of home runs and RBIs was in advantage of Aaron Judge.
So,
again, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh. But this idea that it wasn't close and it wasn't even a debate is laughable,
well,
man.
Well, the problem with the kind of the argument you're making that I saw people with was, like, if it's about hitting... There's literally an award for that. So we are in a
but
way.
But the MVP is not an award for just home runs.
No. I'm talking about for Judge, because Judge had all these advanced analytics that were better than Raleigh's, right? Except the home run RBI stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about how amazing he was with his bat and his on base percent, all that stuff, they literally have an award for it. So give him that. But by giving him the MVP over Raleigh, you are, not you, the proverbial, you are discounting the defensive part here. It's massive. He didn't give up a pass ball all year. He plays the hardest position on the field from a physical standpoint, and he played almost every game. He was unbelievable this year when he was
behind the plate. Catcher about 120 games, and about 40 of them were DH.
That's remarkable, dude. Yep. I couldn't do 2 games playing catcher with my knees. And
he played in 100. He started 157 out of 162, 121 of them at catcher.
And this is probably, it's tough because we're already against it. This is where I will absolutely disagree with you. Yes, if you flip the jerseys, Cal Raleigh is the MVP. That is, I am not even going to question if I think that's true. That is 100% for me. If Cal Raleigh does all of that stuff, defense and those home runs, RBIs, in a Yankee uniform, 100% he's winning the MVP. And I don't think it's by 4 votes. I think it's by like 10.
Yeah,
that's what Yankee stuff does. It just does. It's
I know,
okay.
I get it. I also... I hate saying that a guy who had maybe one of the best all-around seasons we've ever seen from a hitter... the only reason he won is because of the uniform he wore. And again, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh
his
to win the award.
His stats were deserving of being in the conversation. I'm
he
just saying.
He hit 331 with 53 home runs and 114 RBIs.
He is amazing. I'm not trying to say he's not.
One of the greatest seasons we've ever seen from a hitter.
I really do believe you swap their uniforms. It's not close.
Yeah.
Because he did historic things at a position that is tough to do.
Yeah.
Now, you put the pinstripes on it.
Well, you put the pinstripes and all of the stuff about the switch hitting stuff with Mantle. Yep. How much does that get amplified?
What did Leonardo DiCaprio's dad say in that Catch Me If You Can movie? What did Walken say? Something like, you know why the Yankees win? It's because people can't stop staring at the stripes. There's a real thing to that, man. Judge, when he had the home run season a couple years ago, shoved down our throats over college football so he could break the AL home run record.
And that I agree with. That was dumb.
But that only happens if you're a Yankee. We wouldn't do that if it was a Ray. All right, we're going to interrupt our Syracuse-Wake Forest football game and go live to Aaron Judge in Tampa that's half full. No, we wouldn't do it. The Yankee jersey matters a great deal in this. It's not to poo-poo Judge. It's to say he had a stellar season, but he wasn't the MVP. Because I still think the Yankees are an okay team. I think the Mariners are toast. They're not even in the race. They're not winning their division if Cal Raleigh doesn't play.
I mean, how many other elite hitters did the Yankees have in their lineup from start to finish this year, though?
To that level, none.
So this idea that the Yankees are, like, some of the stuff I feel like we can do by saying Cal Raleigh deserved it because of defense, because of the historic nature of the home runs he hit and all of that, and not just say, the Yankees would have been fine without Aaron Judge. Like, dude, he had one of the best seasons we've ever seen from a hitter in the history of the sport. How many guys in the history of the sport have hit 330 on the year with 50-plus home runs and 110-plus RBIs? How many times has that happened in the history of Major League Baseball?
Yeah, well, give me more RBIs and 60 homers from a catcher.
Like, I get it. I would have voted for Cal Raleigh, but...
You don't sound like it.
I would have voted for him.
Bucket of cold water he's dumped all over
us today.
Told you
I was going to throw a bucket of cold water on
him. All right, we're into the second hour. I need Swag to have a 2-second update. Let's football it up on a football Friday. Dirt and Sprague, 105 won the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.